A group of students were asked to list what they thought were the present seven wonders of the world. Well, there was a lot of discussion, and there were some disagreements, but through it all, the following received the most votes. Egypt's Great Pyramids came in first. And second, it was the Taj Mahal. Third, the Grand Canyon. Number four on the list was the Panama Canal. Number five was the Empire State Building. Number six, St. Peter's Basilica. And number seven was the Great Wall of China. While the teacher was gathering the votes, she noticed that one student hadn't finished her paper yet. So she asked the little girl if she was having trouble with her list. The girl replied, "Yes, a little. I couldn't quite make up my mind because there were so many." The teacher said, "Well, tell us what you have and maybe we can help." Well, the girl hesitated a minute, then picked up her list and read, "I think the seven wonders of the world are to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to feel, to laugh, and to love." The room was so quiet you could have heard a pin drop. The things we overlook, as simple and ordinary, that we take for granted, are truly, truly wondrous. And it's a gentle reminder that the most precious things in life can't be built by hand or bought with money. They're made by God.